contrasting approaches to sharing wisdom, and yet a common obtuse response from people. John's contemplative and austere life is criticized as much as is Jesus for fraternizing with societies marginalized. Both share the same fate as all prophets must. It certainly seems most people prefer their prophets be dead. Those don't say as much, and never anything new. For the baptized, called to be priest, prophet, and king, it can sometimes appear near impossible to connect with wisdom. In vain, people attempt with materials, consumption, and prestige to fulfill themselves, but it's like pushing a rope. There are only three pursuits truly worthy of the human, and they are increasing faith, just hope, and God's love. Everything to do with life is attached to these three. What conditions then must be in place to allow people to become more receptive to God's wisdom and grace? Well, first of all, we might want to find a little more time in our lives for prayer. Perhaps we could try listening our way further into the deep mystery of God. Just be quiet and still for a while. Put the flute and singing aside and just waltz in the arms of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, allowing Jesus to lead, of course, but striving eagerly for the greatest of spiritual gifts. I imagine wisdom's great reward is in how it gently leads people to know and experience God's love and playfulness, in how it shares beauty and triggers transformation, growth, and reorientation. So often, we find ourselves adrift on barges of ugliness in high seas. Jesus is our pilot, around whom we must all collect for safe passage home to God, where lasting wisdom is gained and shared in faith, justice, and love. And the greatest of these, of course, is love. Amen.